Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in this time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many with a skin disease in Israel at the time of the prophet Elijah, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And please pray with me. May these words out of my mouth and this meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord, our unending love and our peaceful home. Amen. If I look around, I see at least three of you or four, no, a lot of you have been hearing my sermons and messages at least 3 times. And I think maybe you noticed, usually, I will make a poll. You're gonna do hand raise. Do I usually preach at the beginning? Let's say, not many. At the end? Oh, more. Both times. So today I'm kind of preaching because for me, it's kind of risky, and yeah, I had my sermon on Monday or Tuesday kind of comfy about the epistle, Corinthians, fun memories about love is the greatest of all. It's a motto for First Communion, confirmation, and confirmation class. I helped and assisted and taught for my dad a long time ago and even here. But I'm not the social media type guy, but circumstances gonna change, and the Holy Spirit or whatever, or my thoughts and feelings changed, and so kind of put around the sermon today. And maybe you don't know, I'm not a resident, I'm born and raised in Germany, and even I'm white, male, the old, I don't have a full green card, so I'm thankful here for the next council meeting being accepted, but I think it's more work with limited visa. I have to pay and then wait and wait, so no really good to plan. And I'm part-time here, and so it's risky maybe what I will say and preach today. It's life, but yeah, you know, there's always this, do I do what is allowed or legal, or do I do what is the right thing? And this is my, as a minister and my Christian faith says, I'm doing for me the right thing based by the gospel, scripture. And yeah, so I will not be deported or whatever. I have legal papers until whatever is it June? And then I have 30 days. Don't get me on all the legal stuff. But after this, if I stay in the country, I'm also illegal and might be deported. I will not do this because my wife's dream is to become a pastor here. So if you do this, not good idea, because don't think there will be a legal contract. And I will not complain. This is on a very high level, because if we have to go back, it would be sad for Korea, but we go to Germany, and even if you don't find a job, there's a good social system. It's not like others I found out in Myanmar, and just at the beginning, it's kind of like Holy Spirit, I found the Epistle, which is the magazine of my seminary, LSTC, Lutheran School of Theology, in Chicago, here at Hyde Park. President is leaving, but we have a lot of Burmese or Myanmar people, and they're kind of Christian and under persecution. And it's so weird, complicated, and some of these tribes, I think they're the most persecuted folks now at the world. It's hard to compare if you're in big trouble. So if they wanna go back, one is doing a PhD, and she's kind of tough. She wanna be a teacher there, but if you go back and maybe persecuted in your family, it's, yeah, you know, it's a bad situation, worse than mine. Or Venezuelans, I met a couple and helped here. Do they go back or have to go back in tricky situation in the former socialist, very weird state, not only poverty, it's, yeah, it's awful. And for all this, I'm also being a substitute teacher in a school in Whiting, Indiana. It's just 2 miles here in the midst of Hammond at Lake Michigan in a stinky refinery. And in this little city, it's Indiana, there's like 40-50% Hispanic Latin folks for whatever reason. And yeah, I have these students and my status is not very clear. And then I have these kids, third, fourth grade, and they tell me, yeah, of course, first they had being scared, my parents or grandparents or uncle, whatever parts of the family being deported. And then, of course, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I guess it was Wednesday, some have been deported, not anymore. In the school, you know, you don't know really what happened. And then I thought, at this point, you might understand, I said, okay, sermon will change, I'm going more to the Gospel of Luke with this weird stuff, the congregation of Nazareth, which remember was not the birth town of Jesus, it was Bethlehem, but it's the hometown of Joseph the dead, where the workshop is for carpenter. Jesus was born, raised, and worked in the workshop. And so this is a kind of hometown for him. And they were amazed, but then they got very mad. And I will not do, for timely sake, with the meeting, a full exegetic level about all this combined prophet reading and what is with this skin disease. I will use the ELCA summary. Some churches, ELCA provides a summary where you have a kind of summary. I have these. So, the gospel today tells us that the people in Jesus' hometown, Nazareth, are initially pleased when he reminds them that God's prophetic mission typically pushes beyond human boundaries, so that mercy and healing are extended to those regarded as outsiders or strangers or, yeah, you know, immigrants. And so in this part, the widow was healed is a Syrian, so not from this. So they got very mad. Of course, they want to have comforts, miracles, healing in Nazareth. And yeah, we had a kind of history. 2 weeks ago, we had Martin Luther King's Day, and for me, a kind of pre-RIC sermon. Last week, we had Pastor Jason with the Reconciliation in Christ, RIC, which is all are welcome, ELCA motto, not all churches are this. We have this certificate, and it feels like RIC church here. And I'm gonna come back on this motto. And I also come back on the, like, 13 days. Is it 13 days? It's so fast. And, you know, this Washington, D.C., there was a church chapel meeting, and if I watch Facebook or whatever I've seen every day, like Bishop Marianne Budde, the Episcopal bishop, who's seen this at Facebook, maybe raise hand, even if I've seen like, yeah. So, and first of all I said, "Pooh, this is brave," and then watched it again. I said, okay, this is not exciting for me because it's kind of welcome to Protestant preaching. I think Pastor Jason is not, it was calm, severe, exegetic, there was no complaints. It was taking sides not for political party or color, no blaming, insulting anyone. It was praying for mercy, for strangers, for our neighbors. So, and then a big struggle, complaints, and yeah, don't want to get on all this. I think now I see she's been offended by her gender or sexuality. It got very dirty. And for me, it says, okay, for me, the courage of this lady is speaking it in this position. She knows she's bishop already. She knows and knew this is be a lot of TV presence all around the world. By the way, from Europe or Germany, it took like 7 days delay. Now I see also this German comments. And yeah, and I said, good. A lot of ELCA pastors comments, bishops, synods commenting on this. And I think if we do not take party, this is very important because I'm a German and I have to remind myself, I will not go on any political decision. I just give my recommendation and my personal opinion because the Lutheran clergy, we have to say, in the Nazi times have, yeah, not did great. Well, you know, the Bonhoeffer movie, I would say the majority did kind of support. Raising up blonde, blue-eyed Jesus, anti-Judaism, anti-Semitism, yeah. And, well, Roman Catholic Church followed, but we have to say there's no excuses. This is a big blame. And I know there's Bonhoeffer and Bart. Bart survived because he's a Switzerland guy and went back. And Niemöller, someone mentioned him. And so I would say, but this is 5%, 10% of the clergy, maybe, at this time. So, but I'm gonna, as a Lutheran, check with the scripture. And on top of all these, I heard, I will not say any names, the Christian understanding of some people in Washington that it's about first save your own family and then care of your own family, care of your own nation, and then maybe be kind to neighbors or strangers. You will up, I will not mention any names who said this. It was not the orange skinned guy, but yeah. So I said, this is not my understanding. I said, okay, I will check, do a check again. What is this? Okay, we all know love our neighbor. It's very Lutheran. It's Luke. It will come up in the lectionary. This means we love our neighbor as ourselves. Sometimes, as ourselves, we forget. This means if this church is broken down, it's hard to help. Or if we are broken, have no money, it is possible, but it's harder and kind of not healthy, not what is demanded. But remember, is it about the family? Even if you look at all four Gospels, I think 2 weeks or whatever ago, I mentioned Jesus was sometimes rude to Mary, his mom. Said, it's not about close family, it's a bigger thing. Or about disciples, remember? Jesus put Pete, his brother, they've been fishermen and in charge of big family business. They went on the road. This is not about getting wealthy and having a family business. Or the rich guy, you know, with the eel of the needle, the eye of the needle, the camel. She said, just sell all this or leave it or donate it and follow me. So I don't think it's about, that's my understanding. You can all challenge me, maybe next Sunday after church, kind of a challenge if you find other readings. And then we have Old Testament or Hebrew Testament readings. If I go back to Old Testament, we can say maybe what is with, imagine Moses. We often forget Moses fled from Egypt and went to a little tribe. They accepted him. He's a stranger. This was not Jewish. This was not Egypt. This was a little tribe. Then he married there and had kids. And then, you know, all this burning bush, he went back. Do you think the wife would be happy and the kids? I think no. So even in this old story, it's not about saving your family first, getting wealthy, and then maybe help some stranger. So the good news, it's not about we're gonna. The good news is in Chicago, not perfect, but with this, Pastor mentioned, we have these cards, there's printed cards. This is Know Your Rights, and you know our neighbor congregation. Oh, my Spanish is not good. In Puerto Rico, Pastor Eddie is there, and they're doing good work, a lot of support. And so, and maybe you heard some headlines, so people, the ICA, complaining about Chicago. And that's good. We have can do legal things. Maybe some of you can do more. And yeah, I'm spreading this. In the school in Indiana, when I'm a substitute, I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of raise these kids up and encourage them and talk to the principal and said about all this, know your rights. She said, teachers cannot do that. So guess what I did? I don't know if it's legal or not, but I think it's right. After school, I dismissed all my students on this day. And Whiting is so tiny, you know, all the folks, I gonna told them some of this, give them the cards, give them websites, give them folks I know, they are of Hispanic or Venezuelan origin, and they made it here, so they are US citizens now, so they have more power and more cash, so they're gonna help. So I connect them as a private citizen, kind of, I'm not sure. That's my little way to do this. So, in all these dark, maybe, areas. This is the good news. With little tiny things, we can help. It's little food, it's coming together, it's providing this space. And now let me come back to Paul, because Paul, this kind of disciplined guy, had a good day, I guess. Great breakfast, did sleep well on this epistle of the Corinthians, the letter. When saying this, guys, you're gonna go on love first. And that's also a message from Jesus. It's not only about our own family, of ourselves, it's about strangers. It's about the community. And if we have faith, hope, and love, all these three, and love is the greatest of all. So this is always encouraged, even if you got mad. Maybe sometimes I say, I want to say bad words in this Facebook or leave Facebook, but I'm going to say, hug myself or, you know, count to 10, count some leaves outside, and I say, okay, we're going to continue work and explain calmly and peacefully with arguments and reasons. Don't say, I don't want to say any, don't insult anyone, even if it's obvious for your thing. I made the experience, if I'm outside at the CTA, at a train and air suite, if I say, kids, don't mess around, whatever, just no reason, they complain. It will not stick, I guess. If I explain them, come, can't see, do you want to sit on all this dirt from your feet, or you have this, then maybe some leaders make fun of you, but I think usually the brain is working. I'm experienced with these kids, and then it sticks with, if you have reasons and arguments and stay calm, I know it's hard for me sometimes too, then we're gonna have a great effort and a result. Even it's long term, you don't see it right away, midterm or long term. Convince people we are out here on the street, show presence in our church. This is our little Wicker Park. It's a safe space in a diverse area. And yes, actually, all these chronicle yesterday or today, I'm not 100% sure with the Black History Month, there is the start or the beginning of Black History Month. And yeah, Sometimes I have sad stories because, you know, all these rollback or anti-diversity of new government, maybe is the Black History Month abandoned. But the good news is, if there is diversity abandoned, we can still do Black History Month. If some people say, I don't care about your gender pronouns, if they are legally whatever abandoned, we can use them. We can be respectful to others, whatever there is. So this is good news at the end for us, our little actions and our own faith brings us to this. And remember, Paul, the love is the strongest and the greatest of all these three. And let us remember, maybe some of you had this motto for yourself, oh, baptism or for whatever, confirmation. And let us remember in the dark times together. So today I have starting prayer for me and a closing prayer, affirming. Dear God, thank us for your work for the outsiders and strangers. Even you got in trouble in your hometown Nazareth, today's gospel. And let us pray for Holy Spirit, for this meeting, for the community, for ELCA, for Christian Church, for all people here. Stay diverse, welcoming for strangers, and help them in all times. Amen.